For this Monday, November 24th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. The Posey County Sheriff Office has identified the teenager who died in early Friday morning crash. Sheriff Tom Latham says 19-year-old Parker Payne of Cynthiana was dead when deputies arrived to the 9000 block of State Road 65 in Cynthiana around 3:26 a.m. on Friday. According to deputies, Payne's truck had significant damage on the driver's side, and the bed of the truck was partially wrapped around the tree. Police were called to the scene to help with reconstruction. According to the sheriff, alcohol may have played a factor in the crash, but the investigation is ongoing. On Friday night, North Posey girls basketball won at home against Mount Vernon 52-16. Kylie Bender and Ellie Johnson led the Lady Vikings with 12 points each. North Posey improved to 3-1, and Mount Vernon fell to 1-3. The University of Southern Indiana made a leadership change with its men's soccer program. USI Athletics announced over the weekend that head coach Matt Santoro will not return for the 2026 season. The school says it will launch a national search for his successor. Santoro had led the Screaming Eagles for 17 seasons and leaves as the program's all-time winningest coach, compiling a record of 117 wins, 144 losses, and 37 draws. USI Vice President and Athletic Director John Mark Hall praised Santoro's long tenure, saying he led the program, quote, with class and integrity, and had a positive impact on the student-athletes he mentored. Hall added that the university wishes Santoro and his family the very best. During his time at USI, Santoro guided the team to 8 winning seasons, 2 NCAA Division II tournament appearances, and 7 trips to the Great Lakes Valley Conference tournament. His standout year came in 2018 when he was named GLVC Coach of the Year after leading the Eagles to a 13-4-1 record. The team finished this past season 2-10-5 overall and just 1-4-5 in the Ohio Valley Conference. Over the weekend, a pair of tri-state teams played in the high school football semi-state with a trip to the state finals at Lucas Oil Stadium on the line. Neither Heritage Hills or Gibson Southern was able to make it through, as on Friday, Heritage Hills lost in their Class 4A semi-state game at Indianapolis Roncalli 42-14. The Patriots end the season with a 12-2 record. On Saturday in the Class 3A semi-state game, Gibson Southern lost at Cascade 49-34. The Titans also end their year with a 12-2 record. In local college sports from over the weekend, USI Volleyball won their first-round OVC tournament match versus number 6 seed Tennessee Tech in 4 sets yesterday. The Screaming Eagles are the number 3 seed in the tournament. USI is 19-12 overall, and they play in the semifinals today at 3 o'clock against Morehead State. The tournament is in Charleston, Illinois. Last night, Evansville men's basketball played in the semifinals of the Paradise Jam in the U.S. Virgin Islands after beating Oregon State on Friday. The Purple Aces got smacked by Akron 97-59. Keyshawn Porter, A.J. Casey, and Bryce Quinnett all scored 13 points. UE was down 44-36 at halftime and then got outscored 53-23 in the second half. Evansville is now 3-4 and plays for third place in the Paradise Jam today at 4:30 Central Time versus the College of Charleston. USI men's basketball lost their final game in the Geico Boardwalk battle on Saturday down in Daytona, Florida. The Screaming Eagles lost to Illinois Chicago 84-73. USI is 1-5 overall, and their next game is on Wednesday afternoon at Valparaiso. From the NFL on Sunday, it was Week 12 of the regular season, and the Indianapolis Colts let one slip away in Kansas City as the Chiefs won 23-20 in overtime. Indianapolis led 20-9 entering the fourth quarter. Colts quarterback Daniel Jones went 19-31 passing for 181 yards and 2 touchdowns. Running back Jonathan Taylor only carried the ball 16 times for 58 yards. Indianapolis is now 8-3, and their lead for first place in the AFC South is down to just 1 game over the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Colts are home this Sunday as they play the Houston Texans. In Chicago, the Bears hung on for a 31-28 win against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Bears quarterback Caleb Williams threw 3 touchdown passes as he went 19-35 for 239 yards. Chicago is 8-3, and they have a half-game lead on the Green Bay Packers for first place in the NFC North. The Bears play at the Philadelphia Eagles this Friday. The Tennessee Titans continue to lose as they got beat at home by the Seattle Seahawks 30-24. The Titans are a dreadful 1-10. They welcome the Jacksonville Jaguars on Sunday. Up at Lambeau Field, the Green Bay Packers thumped Minnesota Vikings 23-6. Packers running back Emmanuel Wilson rushed the ball 28 times for 107 yards and 2 touchdowns. Green Bay runs a record of 7-3-1, and they're in Detroit this week on Thanksgiving Day to challenge the Lions. And we finish up in the NBA as coming up tonight, the Indiana Pacers have a home game versus the Detroit Pistons at 6 o'clock. The Pacers' record is 2-14. That's news and sports for this Monday, November 24th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the News Anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Enjoy your Monday. Your weather forecast is next.